Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had it on mute and didn't know it. All right. But go ahead and say a word of prayer. I'm not going to be too long tonight. Just some things I want to go over with the church just to remind you of. And then we'll just keep moving from there. Once I finish the lesson, I'm going to just share some information with you, and you guys can, you know, do with it whatever you want to. I just felt led to share it, and I'll do that. But I just want to use this lesson tonight just to remind us of who we are and what our original purpose is. And so we'll just do that. Sometime things just need to be repeated, and you know, there's this old saying that, you know, repetition is the mother of learning. So so I believe in constantly reiterating on some things and making sure that people understand certain things. I'll pray and then I'll continue on. Father Yah, we just bless you as always, and we honor you. We always seek your presence, and we appreciate you when you show up, and we thank you for always showing up in our lives on a daily basis. Right now, we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we bless you in advance for that. And we always thank you for all things, and you're just a wonderful God. And we appreciate you very much, and we appreciate the trust that you have in giving us a vision to carry out for your glory. Our goal is to please you, and to do all the things that you've called us to do. And we just bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. One of the things that I've been paying attention to a whole lot here recently is I'm finding out more and more that people have a very difficult time following instructions, and you know, and so I was seeking Yah, and I've started to really pay attention to people when I say certain things, and I see their reaction to what I say, and it be a lot of time nowhere close to what I've said. And I've always wondered about it. It's a strange thing to me, because and the reason why it's a strange thing to me is because I'm like, if people can't follow instructions, then how do they know how to grow in the things of the kingdom? Because The scriptures are filled with instructions. And so what I've realized is that although people have ears to hear, they don't retain, or they don't take the time enough to listen to what you're saying in order to implement what they've been told. And so they start coming up with their own methods of doing things, and all they do is cause more problems than solution, because they just won't follow the simple instructions. And so, you know, again, I was like, yeah, okay. I noticed this, you know, across the board, people have a hard time comprehending information because they too busy trying to open their mouth. And it's like people nowadays don't give you time to finish telling them what needs to be done before they start add to it. And there are some people who are so bad about it that they will try to finish your sentence. I don't know if you run into those people before, but I know there are some people that you be talking, and they're so accustomed to seeing things their way that as soon as you start saying and giving the instructions, they immediately start coming up with a way that works for them, but it doesn't work. And so, and looking at those things, I want to remind us of our purpose. And what I've come to understand is people have their versions of who we are. They have their own personal ideals of what they call united. And so a person may think that they are United Ministries because they show up to church services and get the word. So in their mind, they consider that as, well, we don't want a card. You have some who may give their money, and because they give their money, they think that it gives them some type of advantage over everybody else, and they think that they are more united or on one accord with the vision than anybody else because of the check that they write. Then you have some who it doesn't matter either way. They just have made up their mind that they're going to make little efforts to do anything to show unity, but because they don't cause any problems, you know, and different things like that, they are united. You know, we're on one accord. It's like different people have their different versions of what they think that is united. And so when someone is doing one or or maybe more than one, then they figure that that again they are the one who's on the same page with what Yah is doing as far as the vision is concerned. But united, according to the scriptures, is a lot deeper than those things. And so we'll look at it according to scriptures, and we'll just get a understanding of what Yah is asking for us as a ministry, and he's not going to take any less from any one of us in order to accomplish his goal of us being a symbol of unity. And so we'll just start at verse 1 of Amos chapter 3. Very familiar passage. And it really kind of sums up in a nutshell the importance of being united or in agreement on one accord, okay? Amos 3, verse 1 says, hear the word that the Lord Yah has spoken against you, children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, ye only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. See, we have an advantage because of who we are as a people, but it also puts us at a disadvantage if we don't want to obey it. Verse 3 is the verse where I want to really focus on. It says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, when we see that, it doesn't give specifics on what the agreement need to be. It just points out that in order for us to go in the same direction, whatever it is that we do, we have to be in agreement. Then it gives the examples of certain things that that's in agreement, and how when it's not in agreement, it's so much out of place. Verse 3 again, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, let's just deal with a few words before we move on. When you look at walk, it points out, it says to walk, to carry. I'm looking for someone to pursue, cause to run, spread. And so it's just giving us some different examples of what walk can be. Okay, so it says can two walk together. It says as a unit, unitedly, alike, at all, both, likewise, all together. Can two walk alike? Can two walk as a unit? Okay. Can two walk as a unit except they be agreed? Now, when we look at the word agreed, it says agreement or appointment. It says to meet, to summon, agree. It deals with set of time and different things like that. And so what the scripture is letting us know that it is impossible for us to unify unless we're all together. It doesn't mean that one is doing one thing and the other one is not. It doesn't mean that someone is doing something else and the other one is not. If we are walking together, everybody should be taking part in whatever the endeavor is. Then verse 4 gives the example of things that coincide when something is in unity. It says, when a lion roars in the forest when he has no prey, that don't make sense. I've never seen a lion who's hungry that day in the grass roaring while there are gazelles passing by. That's not in agreement with what that lion's goal is. So if he's roaring, and there's a time when he needs to roar, but when if he's roaring during that time frame, he's out of order. And so the scripture gives that example to show that a lion even got enough sense not to roar when he hadn't eaten nothing. Then it says, when a young lion cried of his den, if he have taken nothing, same concept. Then he gives another example. Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Can a bird fall into a trap when there is no trap set for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Will you set a trap? You hunting quail and you set a trap because you want some quail meat, or you set a trap because you want to catch some specific animal to eat. You can go out there and take up that trap and there's nothing in there, because it doesn't agree with your goal of trapping something to eat. Verse 6, shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Back then when they blew the trumpet, it would let everybody know that danger was coming. He said, ain't nobody going to be going around here blowing a trumpet, scaring everybody, and ain't nothing happening. Then he said, shall there be evil in the city? And the Lord has not done it. So that lets us know that whenever something happens, it is because there's something going on to coincide with that event that Yah is judging. Why did that just happen? What made that person go in there and do all that crazy stuff? Because there's something going on that we don't see that's evil, and Yah said, I'm going to bring attention to it. So I'm going to let some things happen that under normal conditions would happen because of the evil that's going on. It has set the stage for me to do something in order to get everybody's attention. Shall there be evil in a city? And the Lord has not done it. So whenever something happens in any place, then we feel for the families, we feel for the city itself. You know, we mourn the loss of innocent people, but at the same time, we have to also understand that is a reaction to something that's going on behind the scenes. Because when we understand unity, we see that y'all don't do anything that without a cause. So if it happens, then it is the Lord's doing, and it's always marvelous in our eyes. Verse 7 says, surely the Lord Yah will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Again, verse 7, surely the Lord Yah will do nothing, but he revealed it, his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. When you or we, as I've been talking about, are led by the Spirit of Yah and are influenced on a daily basis, you know, and Yah gives us what to say, and he chastises us, which is to instruct us, then we will understand the true meaning of being united. And since it's been revealed, it's important for us to take heed to it. That's why I mentioned to you on I believe it was Sabbath service that I've been warning, you know, for a period of time now, because the law was revealing things unto me, his servant, as a you know, as a prophet, so to speak, to warn the church that, hey, we are going down the wrong path, and we have to make changes. But as I mentioned when we first started out, that people have the tendency to not listen. Or they will take what they've heard, and because they have their version of what being united is, they'll think that message was meant for someone else. Well, I'm doing my part. That ain't talking to me. I give my money, so that's not talking to me. I show up to church, so that's not talking to me. And then Yah comes around and does what he does, and the whole church is shocked. And I have to rebuke you in love. I have to instruct you in love. Why would you be shocked? I'll tell you why. Because you hadn't been listening. I'll tell you why. Because we're not on one accord. And I'll tell you why. That's why we're not getting much done. Everybody's doing their own version of what they think one accord is. And from now on, anytime you think about one accord, if we ain't all going in the same direction, we now United Ministries. That's what being united is about. It is about making up our minds to do what is necessary to accomplish whatever it takes to be classified as united. And if one of us is not on that same page, that means we are not as a unit united. That is what United Ministries means in its purest form. It is everybody going in the same direction as a unit, on one accord, with the same goals in mind, and accomplishing that goal together. Can two walk together except that be agreed? I cannot walk with people who have their own version of what one accord is. I just need people to be a part of this vision, be a part of this church, that understand the importance of unity and how to flow together and grow together and be successful together. Other than that, there is no use for me to give you any information or anything along the lines of what's going on with the ministry if you're not moving with me as a unit. Any of you who know me, at least you should, unless you hadn't been paying attention. Any of you know me knows that it is not my desire, my will, it is not my purpose to hate anybody, to be against anybody, to not have anything to do with anybody. That's just not in me. I'm just an individual who doesn't like foolishness. And when I see foolishness, I go another direction. I don't care if it's my mama, my daddy, my brothers, my sisters, my wife, my kids. I do not tolerate foolishness. And I say this all the time, and I mean it to my heart. Y'all's my witness. When it comes down to it, the only one I'm concerned about losing is y'all. I don't mind losing my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my best friend, my wife, my children, my grandchildren. I will lose it all that I may gain Christ. So if you do anything that comes between that unity that I have with him, I'm done with you. I tell you that up front. The way I met you will be the way I let you go. I met you coming, and I'm a wave at you going, and I won't bat an eye. And so you don't take that as a he don't care. Take it as my pastor loved God that much, he ain't gonna let me mess it up. Cause that's all it is. And if you're sitting on an attitude or emotions and all that, I'm going to leave you with that. You got to live with that because my conscience is clear. I'm just loving on y'all, trying my best to carry out the vision that he's given and getting better each day as far as my health is concerned. I don't have time for anybody who don't want to be in agreement with what I'm doing at this point. So there you have it, short and sweet, and I'm finished. Well, y'all, we just bless you for giving us an understanding of what you call one accord. My desire is to be that, and my desire is also for the church to follow suit. And we become a unit and know how to move and flow together for your glory, without having self in the way, without having chips on our shoulders, getting our emotions out of the way, but focusing on you and what you call us to do as a unit. And we bless you for that. And all those who hear will take heed and put action with it. And those who won't will continue the path of their wickedness and won't see it to the end. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All righty. Hold on a minute, everybody.